Building Bridges with Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash. We have a full house. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sisters. And they're here because there's a new study by the Brooklyn-based Workers' Justice Project and Cornell's Worker Institute that reveals that Latina day laborers' wages fall far short of what they require to cover their basic needs. These women do mostly domestic work. They do work in construction at times, work in warehouses, and in food processing sectors. To obtain employment, they wait, and they wait frequently in inclement weather on well-trafficked streets that serve as informal hiring sites. When they get employment, they may work up to 20 hours a week, earning on average less than $900 per month, and are frequently paid less than the rate they negotiated for, and often experience sexual harassment and threats to expose their immigration status if they complain.
In response to these conditions, the Workers' Justice Project Day Laborers Workforce Initiative is piloting a worker-centered organizing model based on mutual aid, establishing a hiring hall system that focuses on securing bargaining power, employability, and long-term employment, and demanding a base wage of about $17.50 an hour. It also offers English classes and labor rights training.
So what we want to do now is go around the table, and we want folks to introduce themselves. And why don't we start?
Buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Yesenia, y soy organizadora en el proyecto de justicia laboral.
Hi, I'm Yesenia, and I'm an organizer for the Workers' Justice Project.
Buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Leticia Sánchez, y pertenezco a la organización de proyecto justicia laboral.
Hi, my name is Leticia Sánchez, and I'm part of the organization, the Workers' Justice Project.
Buenas noches, mi nombre es Isabel y soy parte de la organización Proyecto de Justicia Laboral.
Hi, my name is Isabel and I'm a part of the Workers' Justice Project.
Hola, mi nombre es Nubia Leguizamón y yo soy parte de la organización Proyecto Justicia Laboral.
Hi, my name is Nubia and I'm part of the Workers' Justice Project. And my name is Cassandra, I'm an organizer and ally and I'll be translating.
Thank you. Why don't we begin with a go-around of some of the conditions and concerns that my sisters here have experienced in their efforts to be employed and to take care of their family.
Okay, bueno, anteriormente yo estuve en la parada por 2 años. Al principio cuando llegué allí, una amiga me llevó porque yo no tenía trabajo y me dijo que iba a haber trabajo.
So, 2 years ago I was at the parada, the corner, and my friend brought me there because I couldn't find any other work.
Realmente la situación ahí es muy difícil. Hay mucha discriminación, robo de salario, acoso sexual, y también estamos en muy malas condiciones. No hay un techo, no tenemos un baño, tenemos que estar en el invierno, en el frío, en la nieve, si hay lluvia, si hay sol.
So really the situation is pretty bad there. There's a lot of discrimination, sexual assault, wage theft, and physical discrimination. Where they're waiting, there's no roof. There's in the cold and the rain and the snow and the heat, they have to stand there.
Estuve ahí por 2 años trabajando 4 horas por un día. Trabajaba solo 2 días, o sea, 8 horas a la semana.
So when I was there, I would work maybe 4 hours a day, and sometimes I would work 2 days a week, so I was only working, you know, a few hours every week.
Conocí a la organización y me llamó la atención que organizándonos podíamos hacer un cambio.
So I learned about the Workers' Justice Project, and I realized that organizing, we could actually make a difference.
Y empezamos formando una cooperativa de limpieza de productos verdes.
So we started forming a cooperative, an eco-friendly cooperative.
Sí, decidimos eso porque las malas condiciones en la esquina se trabaja con mucho químico, entonces nuestra cooperativa solo usamos productos naturales para mejorar nuestra salud.
So we wanted to do this because a lot of the chemicals that we use are toxic, and so we thought that doing this would help us protect our health and also help the environment.
Bueno, mi nombre es Leticia Sánchez, soy una madre mexicana, soy inmigrante, y para mí la parada significa esperanza.
So hi, my name is Leticia, I'm a mother, and I'm an immigrant, and for me the parada significa hope.
Significa esperanza, llevar un... algo de comer a nuestros hijos, porque pasar horas de hambre, de sed, de frío, con la esperanza de llevar algo de comer a nuestros hogares.
So it signified hope because we'd be waiting there, hungry, hoping to feed our kids, thirsty, and we were waiting there hours with the hope that something would happen.
Salir de mi casa con la esperanza de salir a trabajar en esa esquina de Williamsburg, en la parada, realmente se pasa discriminación, ya que los empleadores no nos ofrecen trabajo justo, y vengo aquí realmente a alzar mi voz por un nuevo cambio.
So I would leave my house every morning with the hope that I would be able to work. But when I got there, even if there was work, there was discrimination.
Ya que realmente pasamos horas de trabajo sin que nos brinden siquiera un poco de comida, la discriminación y eso. Y pues realmente a mí me gustaría un cambio de vida, algo que haga valer mi trabajo como jornalera, como inmigrante, como trabajadora, de que realmente mi trabajo lo valoren como ser humano.
When I would get to work, they would discriminate against me. We couldn't even bring a little food in. And what I want is to change my life and to change this work, to have respect as a day laborer, as a worker, as a woman, as a human.
Imaginarse ustedes que yo vengo aquí también a alzar la voz por mis compañeras que se encuentran allá en la parada, que donde pasamos frío, pasamos hambre. A veces hay días de trabajo, a veces no hay nada, y tener que estar paradas más de 8 horas. A veces no es un trabajo que realmente sea, que es hoy me lo van a dar o me lo van a dar mañana. Por eso se dice jornaleras, porque es de trabajo de jornadas.
So imagine this, you know, you go and I'm here to give a voice to my other sisters who are still there waiting, who are there in the cold, who are hungry, who are hoping that there might be work, but sometimes there isn't work, and who will wait for more than 8 hours for nothing. And I'm there because I'm proud to be a jornalera, and I want there to be justice for us.
Muchas gracias por escucharme.
Thank you for listening to me.
Mi nombre es Isabel, y yo quiero también decir de que la parada, no todas las personas son malas. Hay personas que te apoyan, que te ayudan, pero también hay mucha discriminación, mucha explotación, que muchas veces te llevan a trabajar por una cierta cantidad de horas y luego te dan pocas horas, te dicen que limpies el piso de rodillas y con muchos químicos.
So my name is Isabel, and I wanted to say that, you know, not everyone at the parada is bad. Some people are really there to help and support, but even still, there's so much discrimination and exploitation. Sometimes someone will bring you there to work for a certain number of hours, and you won't get those hours. And even when they bring you there, they'll force you to work on your knees.
Literally on your knees?
Literalmente en sus rodillas.
Sí, nos piden que hagamos la limpieza de rodillas. Con una mano limpia, mojas el piso, lavas el piso, y con la otra mano la vas secando. En una mano tienes una toalla mojada y en la otra mano tienes la toalla seca. Y puedes imaginar 2 horas limpiando el piso de rodillas.
So, yes, literally on your knees. So they'll ask us to have one hand with a wet towel and the other hand with a dry towel, and on our knees for 2 hours cleaning one hand after the other after the other.
Todos los pisos, además hemos limpiado los toilets con nuestras manos. No tenemos guantes para limpiar, no tenemos un cepillo para el toilet. Y los productos, como les decía, son altamente tóxicos, que las manos las cargábamos manchadas.
So when we're cleaning, we're forced to clean toilets without gloves, with our bare hands. We're not allowed to use toilet brushes, or we're not given toilet brushes. The products that we're asked to use are often often toxic. So after work, we'll come home and our hands are all itchy and marked.
Es mucho pedir para nuestros empleadores que nos den guantes, mascarilla, unos 15 minutos de descanso y un mapo.
It's not that much to ask for gloves, for a mop, for 15 minutes of rest.
Mi nombre es Nubia. Yo duré 2 años en la parada porque mi amiga me llevó.
En ese tiempo experimenté el abuso del empleador verbal. No cumplen la palabra de ellos y sí se siente mucha discriminación ahí.
So, hi, my name is Nubia. I've been in the parada for 2 years. My friend brought me there when I couldn't find work. There I've experienced a lot of verbal abuse, people yelling at me when I don't complete jobs or when I don't do it the way that they want.
Lo que pedimos es el derecho porque trabajar domésticas merecemos el respeto, el cumplimiento.
We're asking for the right as domestic workers for respect.
When you're on the street corner or the street negotiating with the, I assume it's usually women who will hire you to do the housework, and you set a rate of pay per hour, is it common that many times you will not get that rate at the end of the day or the hours that you're promised to work, so that you'll make much less in the day than you were promised?
Sí, claro que sí, eso pasa todos los días. De hecho, el contrato que hay ahí es verbal, por eso es que necesitamos un contrato por escrito, porque ellas, las empleadores, nos llegan a ofrecer 4 o 5 horas y vamos allá y solo nos dan 3 horas. A veces ni siquiera eso nos quieren pagar. Entonces necesitamos un contrato firmado, no verbal, porque no lo respetan.
So that's Yesenia, and she says, of course, it happens every day, every single day that we're there, because the contract that we agree on is verbal, and that's why, you know, we're organizing for a written contract. Sometimes they'll say that they're going to give you 4 or 5 hours, and they only give you 2 or 3. Sometimes even worse, they'll just not want to pay anything at all, and that's why we really need a written contract.
Approximately how many women are gathered on these corners at any one time?
Puede haber de 100 a 140 mujeres en la parada, es así en la esquina, y pues realmente en la parada te pueden decir, vamos a trabajar, te voy a pagar esto, pero realmente no te pagan eso, te pagan menos, te roban tu salario, te discriminan, te humillan, y a pesar de todo eso no te brindan nada de utilización, que son las herramientas necesarias, un trabajo justo que puede ser una hora pagada mínimo de $15 la hora y que también nos provean un tiempo limitado para que nosotros descansemos, ¿verdad? Entonces realmente eso es lo que venimos a alzar nuestra voz, nuestros derechos como jornaleras, como inmigrantes y como trabajadoras.
So, in any given morning, there are often between 100 to 120 women at this corner. And Leticia also said that, you know, that when you go to work, they say that they're going to pay us one number and they don't pay you anything, or they pay you incredibly less. And what we're asking for is not that much. That's why we need $15 an hour minimum wage. We need a written contract. We need the necessary tools in order to do the work that we're doing. We need a break, 15 minutes, nothing more. And that's why we're organizing, so that we have a voice as jornaleras, as women, as immigrants, and as workers.
So let's talk about that organizing process. The necessity was there, but organizing is a difficult task. So what really drew this different group of women together, and talk about the form that organizing has taken? And I should say that we've got two young men in the background here. We're also talking about children when we talk about this issue. And I dare say the issue of universal child care has to be part of all of this.
Okay. Bueno, pues,
sintiendo esta necesidad llenos de tanta explotación, de tanta discriminación, sentimos la necesidad de organizarnos, y fue de esta manera como el grupo de trabajadores, tanto de la construcción como mujeres de la limpieza, nos reunimos y se formó la organización Proyecto de Justicia Laboral.
So, I mean, we saw this exploitation and discrimination, and we knew that there was a real need here, and so we saw the importance of organizing. What ended up happening is that we met with the construction worker day laborers, the men who are also jornaleros, and we met with them as jornaleras, as women domestic workers, and we created the Workers' Justice Project together.
Entonces, con el apoyo de la organización, se tomó un grupo de mujeres que querían organizarse y nació la cooperativa Apolico Cleaning de la unión de mujeres, de un cierto grupo de mujeres de la parada.
So with the support of this new organization, we really created a base of women who were committed, who were, you know, wanted to help organize, and this is what ended up becoming Apolico Cleaning, the cooperative that Workers' Justice Project now runs.
Say that name loud and clear. One more time, otra vez.
The cooperative Apple Eco Cleaning is the cooperative we now run.
So tell us more about how this cooperative would work and how it would solve a lot of the problems that nothing solves all the problems, but how it would solve a lot of the problems that you've been talking about here.
And I should say we were just handed a really beautiful flyer that says Apple Eco Cleaning. Worker-owned cooperative, be clean, be green, be healthy.
Bueno, la cooperativa nos ayuda, es un escalón para que nosotros nos sigamos preparando, sigamos organizándonos, sigamos ayudando a las compañeras que están en esas malas condiciones. Las puertas de la cooperativa están abiertas para ellas y para otras trabajadoras que quieran. Para nosotros ha mejorado mucho estar en la cooperativa, porque sentimos que nuestro trabajo es respetado. En la esquina nos sentíamos muy humilladas, sin embargo, estando en una cooperativa, las personas le dan valor a nuestro trabajo, nos respetan y no tenemos robo de salario como pasa en la esquina.
So the cooperative is really a way for us to organize and for us to build our base. And I want to repeat that the door is open to all women who are at the corner and all women who are experiencing the types of conditions that we've experienced. So the cooperative has really helped us feel like our work is valued, like we're respected. Our clients respect us. They treat us well. We don't have wage theft here as we do in the corner, because we actually have a written contract and respect from our clients.
And now Nubia. And we still have our young men in the background giving some of their thoughts on the matter.
También quiero agregar que gracias a Dios, ya estando parte de la organización Proyecto Justicia Laboral, hemos tenido el apoyo del grupo, hemos tenido talleres, entrenamientos, hemos tenido liderazgo y ahí por eso tenemos más conocimiento.
So that was Nubia, and she said, you know, thankfully it's not just the cooperative, but we've also, through the Workers' Justice Project, had the opportunity to give trainings and workshops and classes, so that we've all been able to learn a lot more, and the women in the corner have a lot more knowledge.
How far along are you in the cooperative development?
Bueno, creo que estamos en un buen momento. Hemos crecido. Anteriormente solamente estábamos 5 personas. Ahora somos estamos 14 mujeres y esperamos crecer más. Y también tenemos los compañeros jornaleros, que también ellos tienen un centro de trabajo, y para la esquina de la parada esperamos un día tener también un centro de trabajo para las mujeres que trabajan en la esquina.
Yeah, so we're really far along. So we started off with only 5 women, and now we've actually expanded to 14 women. And the client base is growing, and we're hoping that it continues to grow. We're also working in tandem now with the Day Laborer Center that Workers' Justice Project runs for jornaleros in construction. So it's a dispatch center, so it's not a cooperative, but it's, you know, similar in that it's giving them high-paying jobs. We've been working with them to kind of share jobs and get new jobs, and we're actually hoping to start a new worker center for the women day laborers in Brooklyn.
So in the remaining time that we have, maybe we can go around and ask our sisters here what they want our listeners to know most about how they can support them and build the cooperative center and really be more responsive to the conditions that women who are seeking employment face, such as the women here have expressed. So let's start with Nubia.
Nosotras lo primero que necesitamos es un cambio, primero el contrato de trabajo y ojalá tener un centro donde podamos tener baño, podamos ampararnos del frío o también del calor.
So first off, we need a contract. We need a written contract for all of our work. And then we're hoping to build a center on the corner of Marcy and Division where our workers will have a bathroom. They'll be safe from the cold and the heat.
Bueno, como decíamos, la cooperativa está teniendo el apoyo de nuestros clientes. Cada vez hay más personas que quieren nuestros servicios, porque somos de productos verdes, pero esa no es la solución. Me gustaría que más personas utilicen nuestros servicios, que eso es un gran apoyo para nosotros. Somos la cooperativa Apple Eco Cleaning. The number is 347-796-7570. Call us, please.
Say that number one more time.
We'll say it.
Yeah.
347-796-7570.
So this is Isabel here, and she said that the way that you can really support us is by supporting our cooperative. We have clients already who love our services because we can provide green products that are good for their family and for the environment. And so we're looking for your support for supporting our cooperative, and you already have the number.
Okay.
Bueno, la verdad que muchas gracias. Gracias porque llevamos un rapidito de tiempo y le quiero thank you so much for everything you times and coming here because you bring me the opportunity and my boss. And gracias de antemano por darme la oportunidad de escuchar y vine aquí a alzar la voz para mis compañeras jornaleras también que están allá en Williamsburg y que necesitan un respaldo sobre el derecho, la paz, el valor del trabajo y las oportunidades que tenemos como trabajadoras de justicia, de proyecto de justicia laboral.
So thank you for giving me the voice to come here and represent my jornaleros, my compañeras, the people that I work with, who deserve respect, peace, and their fair rights in their jobs.
Okay, I think we're going to have to end it there. Please just say who you are, and we're going to tell people while you're doing that. Again, call 347-796-7570, the Apple Eco Cleaning, and the wonderful work of the Workers' Justice Project. You are?
Yesenia. Gracias.
Leticia Sanchez.
Cassandra Sparks.
Isabel Castillo.
Nubian Leguizamón.
You're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash, and we build bridges.
We are indeed. Thank you. Thanks for the excellent translation, Cassandra. We will have you back. Many more things to talk about. You're spectacular.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now Ann Feeney takes us out.
That man over there says that women need to be healthy to carriage. Lift it over mud puddles and have the best place everywhere. Ain't no man ever lifted me into carriages or helped me over mud puddles. And I ain't never had the best place anywhere. Ain't I a woman? Look at me. Look at my arms. I have plowed and I have planted, gathered into farms. Oh, there was no man to test me. Ain't I a woman?
Woman.
Ain't I a woman?
Ain't I a woman?
I could work as hard and eat as much as any man when I could get it. And there's a last chance, well, tell me, ain't I a woman? Oh, ain't I a woman?
Ain't I a woman?
Ain't I a woman?
Ain't I a woman?
Now that preacher man over there tells me women can't have the same rights as men, 'cause Christ wasn't a woman. Where did your Christ come from? From God and a woman. Man had nothing to do with it. And if the first woman God ever made could turn the whole world upside down all alone,
has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report with Mimi Rosenberg.
And Ken Nash. And log on to our website at www.buildingbridgesradio.org.